One of the first little wisdoms on my list of notes to self is the idea that God comes to us before he goes through us. To me, that means we must become possessors and not simply professors. We must actually possess Christ, not just proclaim or maintain that he lives within our hearts, while remaining clueless as to who he is and what he means when he says what he says. It also means we can know all about Hebrew and Greek and the Bible, yet rarely, if ever, do we connect with God. One of the saddest things I've ever seen is a man graduating seminary with a Master of Divinity degree, and he's more lost today than he was when he started. Lately, I've been using a phrase to describe the response of many believers to a deeper conversation about our faith, and that phrase is white noise. You may ask, maybe, what is white noise? White noise is like turning your radio to a place on the dial where there is no station and nothing but the hiss of the radio. No signal, no music, no nothing, just the sound of soft, consistent static. It can also mean random talk without meaningful contents. When we possess Christ within ourselves, we have a response. When we merely profess Christ and come to times of necessary response, we either give no response or we only offer cheap, shallow talk with no meaningful content. I consider it a great disappointment when other believers have the opportunity to enter into a deeper conversation about God, but instead of being inquisitive, asking questions, and searching out answers, they bow up in pride, act all huffy, as if someone told them they were stupid, and either storm off or just stare at you in silence. 1 Peter 3:15-16. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. He comes to us before he goes through us, so our answers aren't merely academic, but truly spirit-driven. Another little wisdom is that we seem to often confuse character with accomplishment. True, our conduct influences our character, and our character most definitely influences our conduct, but so often, it seems, I find myself believing that if I could just do such and such, then I must be a good person. Or I might say to myself that I do good, therefore I should get good. You know, even the worst people can do good things, and just because we do good things from time to time doesn't mean we are people of godly character. God's idea of good works isn't about the good thing that was done, but the righteous heart that did the good thing. Even the worst sinners can do good things, but only the righteous are considered to have good works. Matthew 7:11 says that even those of corrupt conscience know how to give good things to their children. In Christ alone is my character built, not just in doing some good things. I say it is always the right time to do the right thing. Believe me, doing the right thing, even when it is to our own hurt, takes godly character. Testify. Let us reveal to the world our godly character and not stop short of that unveiling by only declaring to them our accomplishments.